Hello and welcome back to Murder, Mystery, and Sex with Serenity. Today is that day that we have our guest speaker. Reminder, we are talking about equality. Your views and our views, hell, my views and her views may not be the same. Let's dive in.
All right. Hi, this is Eva. I guess we're here to talk about equality and get my opinions about it. So, Serenity, open us up.
All right. So, as we know, I'm a very diverse speaker. I talk about any and everything relationship-wise. But this is a new topic for me because I saw something that I believe needs to be spoken about. As women, we fought for years to get rights and be semi-equal to the men in the world. And I feel that men, no offense to the LGBTQ, but everybody that is transgender that starts off as a male that's becoming a female is now taking away women's rights. And y'all say we're cisgender, cis women, whatever. I don't give a damn. I don't know what that means, okay? I'm a woman born from God. Now, battle. Eva, what do you feel about equality?
I feel like we'll never really be equal to men anyways, so there's no such thing as equality in our world. Even though we fight really hard to get to equality, I don't think that it could ever really be accomplished because this is a man's world. So men will always, unfortunately, reign supreme over a woman's view, over a woman's body, over a woman's... And I mean, that's on the extreme level because obviously we have the choice to do what we want with our bodies, and actually we're still fighting for the choice to do what we want with our bodies and to be able to speak our minds. Like the women in the Middle East, they have a hard time with that because it's being taken away from them constantly. But I don't think equality is a real thing for women. It's men will always have the higher glass ceiling and will always have the lower ceiling, and at some point we won't surpass that. So
okay, for sure. Well, I saw something on the news the other day, and it had a male in a female swim team. I don't know if that male is trying to be female. I don't know, but it did piss me off. What's your take on it? How do you feel about that?
Well, it actually was a transgender female, if I'm saying that correct, is where the male then elects to become a female. Mm-hmm. So was in the college swim team and beat a biological female in the race, which I find unjust from the college board, because as a person who's born biologically as a male, and this person's fairly old, so it's not like at a young age, and I can't really speak for that because I haven't done much research on it, but at this point they have the chemical make of a male. So even though they take hormones and stuff to, you know, stop the process of testosterone and muscle build and so on and so forth, I'm not real equipped with knowledge on how that goes. But I think it was unfair that they raced against a biological female, and given the fact that men are stronger than women. Like, there's no way around it. They're stronger than women. They're going to be faster than women. That's how they're made. They're made to be bigger than their female counterparts. And for a transgender woman to go ahead and go professionally race against a biological female, I think that's unfair. Because, like I said earlier, there's this ceiling of accomplishments that we will, you can't physically top a male. And she, I bet she's a real good swimmer. She's real good. You know, that's what she trained for since the day she realized, yo, I'm going to be a swimmer. This is my dream. I'm going to, obviously she's really good. She got, she went, she's in college swim,
yeah, you know? For sure.
So for her to be bested by a transgender woman is kind of jacked up on the College Board's behalf, in my opinion, because they set her up for failure.
Yeah, for sure. With that being said, I'm going to throw it back. How do you feel about the quote-unquote woman's role?
Well, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, our,
because that's what I feel like we're heading back into.
I don't see how that is even a thing that we would head back into, given the fact that there's so many, I don't want to say there's so many, but the fact that, you know, people come out and they're like, I don't want to be a guy, a boy anymore. I'm going to be a girl. So I highly doubt they're going to be like, let's throw it back to 1950 and I can only cook, clean, and birth children. Like, I don't think that people are just going to be like, let's throw it back to 1950 where a woman could only cook, clean, birth children, because I just don't think that we're regressing that much, given the fact that so many people are able to come out and say, hey, I'm a girl. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Like, it's just not that, I don't really think that that's going to happen, that we're going to digress that much. I don't think that's the only role a female plays, because, look, cooking, cleaning, and just birthing kids is not a thing for people.
It's not the play. For sure, nah. All right, well, let me ask you this last question. And as a woman, mm-hmm. you know that we fought damn hard for our rights. Our right to vote, our right to even, hell, be in office, be in the military, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about the our equalness? So we got women in military, mm-hmm. right? We got women in DOC. We got women in the police force, in the office. We got a woman vice president. How do you feel? Because you know that, like you said earlier, it's not as equal as you as we think it is. And it's obviously a man's world. We know that. How do you feel it's going to play out?
From what I understand, what you're asking me. So you're asking me, like, I don't, yeah, I'm not really comprehending your question.
How do you think everything's going to play out with the way the world's going now? With, so we got, again, no offense to the LGB group, the T.
LGBTQ.
Oh, LGBTQ community. No offense. But,
and I would just like to point out that a lot of people in the LGBTQ community might agree with us. Like, it's not,
they might not think it's cool. But, like, how do you feel? Because obviously, women, biological women, fight and do everything we can to, you know, put ourselves out there and be equal. And then we got males turning into women and doing everything we damn did and saying that they're doing it better than us. Obviously, you know, you're a male. You're obviously going to do better than us because...
Are you talking about, like, in sports?
I'm talking about in sports, in office, in the police force.
I've never seen anybody transgender in office.
You don't know about that doctor?
Are they in office?
Yeah, bro. What? He's in the Biden group thingy.
No, I did not know about that.
Oh, yeah. Well, she. My apologies. She is in the Biden group thingy as the doctor.
Never heard of that.
Obviously, a lot of transgenders are working their way up and or, you know, just switching out of thin air. So, how do you feel that our fight as biological women is going to go in the next few years when it's...
In my opinion, the world is so jacked up that if you oppose it, you're a bigot. If you go with it, you're going to be highly praised. So it doesn't really matter how it goes. It's going to be messed up anyway. Perfect. There are going to be people that don't agree with it, and then that people, person, those group of people are going to be called, what do they call?
Homophobic.
Homophobics, yeah.
Homophobic, that ain't a fucking word.
Homophobic. And if they go along with it, then, but so I guess, in essence, I feel like a lot of people are going to ride the wave and not push against it, because it's easier to be part of the flock than it is to be out of it, you know?
So, better to go with the problem than stand up for it.
Most definitely, because a lot of people don't like confrontation.
Well, I'll tell y'all right now. Y'all got my Instagram. Y'all got my Facebook page. Y'all got my everything. If y'all got an issue with what I spoke about today, you know where... You know I'm going to tell you as Serenity, because this is my podcast and none of y'all are paying me, okay? Put it where the sun don't shine. However, as a respectful human being, which sometimes I'm not, I'm going to tell you, go ahead and DM me. Let me know how you felt. With that being said, I want to thank you again for joining me today. And do you have anything less, any more to say?
No, for sure. Thanks for inviting me. Had a good time. God bless y'all. And for sure.
All right. I bid you adieu. You know what to do. Like, share, subscribe, etc. Have a good day. Yeah, whatever that means.
Ta-ta for now.
Oh, gone.